Hello and welcome to the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast. Over the next few weeks, you can expect to hear a series of short audios intended to support you in learning how we apply a holistic approach to the ICF core competencies. This is part 2 of 8 that focuses on embodies a coaching mindset. So today we are going to take a look at embodies a coaching mindset and look at a holistic approach to this ICF core competency. The ICF defines embodies a coaching mindset by saying develops and maintains a mindset that is open, curious, flexible, and client-centered. And then a holistic lens that we look at is that we see our clients as whole, complete, and resourceful now. So we're always looking at our coachee, our clients, as whole and complete. So we're really looking through this holistic lens and seeing them resourceful, seeing them totally capable of coming up with their own creative solutions, seeing their strengths, their values, their skills, and shining a light on that for them so that they can own those things even more. We also prepare ourselves pre and post coaching session to be present and available. So this really is about embodying a coaching mindset because you're essentially preparing yourself mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally before you go into a coaching conversation. And so it's all about being present and available for the coaching conversation, but that starts with you. You have to be present and available to yourself so that you can then be present and available to another person. And then we look at that post-coaching session. You know, how do you need to take care of yourself? What self-reflection needs to be done? What's coming up for you after the coaching conversation? So again, you're supporting yourself in a holistic way so that you're taking good care of yourself even after a coaching session and you're being present and available to your own needs that might be coming up for you. So that's, you know, how we look at this in a holistic way is that pre and post session, taking good care of yourself in some sort of way. Then we've got we continue to do our own inner work while learning and growing within our professional skills. So this is how we have a holistic approach here is we don't just focus on the professional skills and we don't just focus on the inner work. We do both of them. We bring both of those together and therefore we're bringing together the who and we're bringing together the what. You know, the who of like who we're being or how we're being and then the what of what we're bringing to the coaching or what skills we're bringing to the conversation. So it's this in combination that is very powerful. But first and foremost, we're always encouraging that inside-out approach of continuing to do your inner work. And that is embodying a coaching mindset. Because when you coach other people, your inner work is going to be reflected back to you. And what's going to be reflected back is sometimes your strengths. And what is going to be reflected back is sometimes areas of opportunity. And so this is part of the embodying a coaching mindset is that you continue to do the inner work that needs to be done and you can continue to support yourself with any inner work that needs to be done. And this is done without shame, guilt, or judgment. You know, we like to look at things that get reflected back to you as actually, it's good. It's good to know what's being reflected back to you. It's good to learn and grow through the things that are being reflected back to you. And we like to have very open conversations about continuing to work on yourself and to continue to get support with working on yourself. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like some more information about our Holistic Coach Certification Program or our Holistic Coach Certification Program Advance, please visit our website at holisticcoachtraininginstitute.com. Thanks for listening.